American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the most exciting bedroom in the whole Washoe County. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I am really happy tonight to welcome back both of my co-hosts, Nick and Chewy.
Word up.
We've also got an exciting show for you lined up with the cast of To the Crime and Nick Eng.
Talking out of our ass.
Did I say your name right?
You did.
Awesome.
Well, actually, I'll tell you a little story behind it. It's actually pronounced like ing, like
ing.
English, you know. But I mean, you say Nicking, it doesn't sound right. Nicking.
Now is it now
rolls off the tongue a little
now
bit
is it
better.
Ing or ing? Is it the hard
Nick
G?
Ing. Yeah. Whichever is best for you.
With the hard G.
Well, no, I just the hard G. That's how like white trash people say it. Jumping, sitting,
washing.
Pooping, washing.
Yeah,
fucking.
Yeah.
Well, now and
my first name's Warsh.
My grandfather, Warshing. My great grandfather, when he Warshing. Moved here, his name was Spagnolo, and it was Gnuolo. It was all fucked up, and then when they got here,
like Johnny in Italian is spelled Giani.
Yeah, fuck that. And then they got here, and they're like, "No, you got to spell your shit like normal people." And they changed it. But so was yours originally NG, but then when you got here, they were like, "You got to have vowels." We're sorry.
You beat me to it. Apparently, it was originally just NG. I don't know if that's
Where is your ancestry from?
I have a Chinese dad, and then I have a white mother.
Do any of them know they might be giants?
So the name comes
I know they might be giants.
Holy shit.
Yahoo's and triangles, you know?
Of each other's majestic. Did you know they have a song called Anna Ang?
No, I didn't.
Anna Ng, and that's it's about like a girl on the other side of the fucking planet.
Really?
Right, where the water spirals the other way out.
Big
the
oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Dude, you got to check that out. It's
all
your
alone
people.
At the 64 World's Fair.
I know them for their theme songs.
$80
you know?
Yelling small girl after all.
Yeah. They had a lot of cool theme songs.
Oh, they have so much more.
They had a hit in the 80s.
They are technically a 70s band.
Really?
Fuck, that's so weird.
Their first EP came out in 1979.
Right anyway, on. Their hit was Anna Ang.
Okay.
So that was the whole point.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. And
thanks, Mick.
Yeah, we're going to listen to your music. You have to listen to our music, too.
Rick,
not a one-way street.
Rick likes taking us down these rabbit holes that nobody cares about. Geez.
Everybody in our audience was thinking, ask about Anna Ang.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's fair.
That's our demographic.
Fuck yeah.
Actually, yes, they might be Giants fans are kind of our demographic.
Right. No, really. Right now, Veronica is like, fuck you, worry.
Veronica doesn't listen to the show.
But he does listen to. She does listen to.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
fucking edit that out in post.
No, you're not, because I'm gonna. Rick just used the wrong pronoun.
God damn it.
Whatever. And hey, let's also introduce our good friend, Mr. Scott Dundas, to the show.
Hello.
Nick and Scott are currently in a production, Tooth of Crime Second Dance, that's going on at Bruca Theater. They just had their opening night on the 7th.
Yes.
That was 7th. Friday night. It was a show, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know that the three of us were also involved in 2015?
2 years ago
at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. The show has been upgraded, keeping much of the same cast, sometimes changing roles and positions, but they're now over at Bruca and are going to be doing their show until when's closing night?
22nd of April.
April 22nd.
Yeah.
Awesome.
April 22nd.
They've got at least one more matinee and five or six more shows.
See, Thursday we play this tonight when this podcast comes out. Friday, and then Saturday we have a matinee and a nighttime show.
Ooh.
I believe we have 8 shows left.
And then we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We did that, I believe, with one day of the show in the last run, too. We did a double up on a Saturday,
yeah,
a matinee
header.
And
yeah.
A night. Man, that's a rough day.
It is, and it's such a physically draining show as well. And mentally, it's a tough show to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely excited to talk about the show in a later portion, a later segment of the podcast. But right now, Nick, I'm going to put you on the spot and say, let's get right to a song here at the top.
You got
Can
it.
We call him All Mr. Eng?
Mr. Eng.
Call me Nick Eng.
Nick Eng?
Yeah. Nick
Eng. Eng.
Good.
Nick
Eng. That works. Nick
Eng. Nick Eng and I are getting older.
I'm
so
Nick R.
Each other's majestic presence.
We Nick, hear my words.
No, I've just been thinking how long it's been. I'm beginning to wonder if I'll ever love again. I don't know if you feel the way I do. Oh, but girl, I can't stop reminiscing about you. I'm reminiscing about the girl I'm missing and the one I should be kissing now. I'm so blue, what can I do? I'll just reminisce about you. Your head was on my shoulder, your little hand in mine, when you told me you loved me for the last time. There've been other girls before you, there've been a few. I forgot about them, but I still reminisce about you. I'm reminiscing about the girl I'm missing and the one I should be kissing now. I'm so blue, what can I do? I'll just reminisce about you. I've never been one for goodbyes, and it's so hard to hold back these tears in my eyes. Well, you know I've just been thinking how long it's been. I'm beginning to wonder if I'll ever love again. I don't know if you feel the way I do. Oh, but girl, I can't stop reminiscing about you. I'm reminiscing about the girl I'm missing and the one I should be kissing now. I'm so blue, what can I do? I'll just reminisce about you. I'm so blue, what can I do? I'll just reminisce about you. I'm so blue, what can I do? I'll just reminisce about you.
Nice.
Thank you.
I gotta ask you though, first question of the interview here.
That original song was called Reminiscing, by the way, if you didn't pick up on that.
We'll go walking in the park, dancing in the dark, and reminiscing.
So, Nicking, do you have hair down there?
Nicking.
Do I? Yeah.
How old are you, Dave?
Personal question.
I'm 20.
You're 20, okay.
But I'm half Asian, though, so, you know, we don't have a lot of them.
You're going to look 20 when you're 53.
Yeah. And we don't have a lot of hair, either, or they don't have
Asian
a lot
of dudes didn't have hair under their arms till they were 35.
Well, I got the white. I have a lot of the white, like, because I got the sideburns and stuff, you know, so
nice.
I got that hairy.
That's are you a squirter?
Yeah.
Riku, that's
honey,
not appropriate.
Honey, that's my daughter. Just ignore her.
Ask Cash or Grass.
Hey!
She is wonderful.
Yeah.
Keep the interviewing to the professionals.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ramirez.
Get back
homework.
In the closet, little girl.
No, that's a really nice tune. It's got a very early mid Beatles kind of clean cut
early
vibe.
Beatles, totally.
Pop
yeah.
Song,
yeah.
Yes.
Which, frankly, is the stepping stone to all rock music.
It is. Yeah. No, I love.
How long have you been playing? So as a solo guy here.
As a solo guy, I've been playing music for a long time. But solo in town, probably year and 3 months, something like that. I get pretty good gigs. Yeah.
Where have you been playing?
I've played at the Holland Project.
I played
at the Jungle a lot. That's a great place. I played a place called Liberty Food and Wine a lot. It's a little restaurant on the corner of Sierra and First, and they're always.
Maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Hey.
There it is.
Hey. I don't think I've ever been there.
That's a classy place. Why would I be fingering new. People's moms there?
It is kind of classy.
Right up on the glass table.
I don't know. Yeah, but no, it's they're a great place, and they're always supportive. And then Rock Bar.
No, were
times.
You getting paid there?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a Rock Bar gig.
Yeah,
nice.
I've had a lot of Rock Bar gigs, actually. So they like
how
me there.
How was it over there?
It was good. Well, what I do when I play live for the most part.
Doing like, a cover set?
No, I do covers, and then I have a whole album out, but what I do when I play live is like there's my released songs have drums and background harmonies and bass and lead guitar. So I play rhythm with my tracks, but I take out the lead and the rhythm vocal.
Nice.
So then it sounds like a big
now,
full band.
Did you
me,
put you that know. All together, or did somebody play it, or is it all like just computers and Legos?
No, it's all me for the. I had help putting.
Are
like,
you a multi instrument talent?
Yes, sir. I am.
So when they hear the drums, it's actually you playing the drums.
Well, okay, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret on that one. These drums, the drums that I use. They're real drums, you know. They're the real recorded acoustic drums, the real deal and all that. But I don't have the means right now to mic, you know, a real drum kit. So
is Legos.
It is like a little bit of it is Legos, but I use the
but
Logic.
But before
drummer.
The Legos, you did stuff.
But I do play. Yeah, there's stuff in there, but they're real drums. They've been played by someone down the line, you know. And then you can just go in there and. You know, I'm not the best drummer either, so I can I can edit little things there, but they sound great.
But
real
Jonathan Rowling last week used the exact same thing.
Yeah. They're great.
Did the bass though.
Yeah,
yourself
bass,
and everything,
bass,
all that.
Background vocals, lead guitar, piano, everything.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're no slouch. Yeah.
No, yeah. No.
You know
no,
your way
no.
around
no.
An
I
instrument,
do. Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, I always have to make that distinct, you know, because people will give me that. You know that.
You know it's
that,
not real.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
the way,
like,
by the way, you suck. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, they don't even have an album, so fuck that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like okay, man.
They haven't
yeah,
picked up that yeah. guitar to play that Everclear song in 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So I'm just like, okay, you know, you can say what you want, but I mean, they're great. They sound good to me. So you know, but I get help from a friend of mine. I'll give a shout out to him. His name's Parker, and he does great, great work on mixing and producing and all that. So
nice. Parker what? Together.
Parker Hames.
All right.
So he's been around. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Well, nice.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Wonderful.
Very cool.
Thank you.
You said this is you've only been playing solo for about a year. Throw out some band names. Who have you played with?
Well, I've played with, they're called The Run Up now, but Crush, okay. I'm friends with the guys
oh,
in
Crush. Oh, yeah.
Crush.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I know that.
You sound like one of the Crush guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's the fifth Crush. He's the fourth Crush member, like the fifth Beatle.
What was his name, Best?
Yeah, you're the... Oh, Pete Best.
You're the
yeah.
Pete Best
yeah.
of Crush.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, I was thinking of Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Is the fifth member of the Beatles.
No offense Lance. Against Pete Best. Yeah. No, Crush.
Okay,
great
cool.
Guys. You guys know Elspeth.
Yeah, she's
do we know
Elspeth?
She's a friend of mine, and so...
You've done some recording for her, right, Rick?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
We love Elspeth.
Yeah,
oh
awesome.
My God. Dude, her gang of misfit toys are fucking amazing to work with. Dude, all that whole gang came over. They were so much fucking fun. We had such a blast. We just did one song and it was fucking, it's that Waters Life song that she put out.
Yeah. That one's good.
Anyway, but yeah, yeah. They're all, it's all fucking violins and shit. It's
right?
just, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
It's hella fun.
Yeah.
So.
No, she's another one. Then there's a lot of other groups, you know, but those are the two Crush is the big one, or the
cool.
run-up, as they're being called now. That comes
yeah,
to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of cut from the same cloth, you know?
God,
yeah,
you
yeah,
hate
like,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I was I could hear you harmonizing with
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
totally.
For sure.
Right on. Thank
now,
you.
Do you like them get on the whole electronic whoop whoop day glow jump up and down vibe thing going on?
Oh, like the EDM.
They've gotten
yeah,
away from
no,
that.
But, yeah. Because they I mean it is it's just a transposition of a lot of the same songs into
no,
a different format.
You know,
you know,
people diss EDM and all that. I think it's good for what it is. I've never gotten into the, you know, the whole excuse me, the whole like you know, I've never gotten into it, but I don't bash.
So you haven't done anything like that yourself?
No,
okay.
I like the pop. I like pop rock. I like pop. I like folk. I like the classics, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, well, the Crush Kids now are way more rock and roll,
the classics?
Right?
Like
yeah,
music
they went
from
back.
The 90s?
No. Yeah, that's slowly turning into the classics, isn't
Shut
it?
Up! Shut up, man. I'm relevant.
We're all still relevant. So what's your favorite color?
Rad. No, that's great, man. Glad that you're still a part of the scene here.
Thank you.
Are you in school or anything right now?
I'm a sophomore at UNR.
The UNR.
Mm-hmm. That is so hot.
I'm at the UNR, yeah.
And I'm just going to suggest, if you can, you know, keep your talent in Reno and make Reno better. Don't go off somewhere where you have better opportunities to become more successful.
Yeah. I'm, you know, it's successful. It's good for...
See, I can't even say the word successful right.
It's good exactly. for now. It's good.
Why I live in Reno.
Yeah, it's a good place. I was talking to I don't know who it was. Was it Chewy?
Yeah.
I was talking to. Yeah. It's a good place.
It's
Reno's
a
good place.
You're darn far away.
What?
Are you from far away?
No. Well, 30 minutes from this house.
Oh,
but
good.
No,
okay.
But no.
You're one of us.
Born in Washoe Med.
Hey!
Or Reno now.
But yeah. You're a Washoe Med baby.
I'm a Reno baby.
Yeah.
Same with my parents. Yeah.
Nice.
Chewy's the only other one in the building, right?
No.
Dundas is from here. Yeah.
You're from Reno, too?
Yes,
from
St. Mary's. St. Mary's.
Yep.
And the voice of the Riku, also born at Renown, during the big construction changeover. Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me I don't know what Vietnam is like.
You don't, little girl. let me pop you in the mouth once or twice to remind you of that.
You might know about what the...
But I myself am putting down...
Modern Vietnam is like.
Oh, yeah, big news, podcast fans and listeners. I just bought a house today.
Adulting hard.
Finally, after 20 years, I've decided I'm going to stay in Reno for a little bit.
Is it really called adulting when you're 43, though?
Yeah.
No. Chewy, you win the Captain Obvious Award. Yeah. It's not adulting when I'm 43. It's just living.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Being a
too.
Normal person.
Yep. Absolutely.
But thank you. I'm really excited.
I also took the scenic route to home ownership.
We're going to be taking possession of the home within 3 weeks of getting married. It's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine. Yep.
This is great.
Now, they told us when we were younger that we were supposed to go to school and not buy a house, and then it turns out we should have all bought houses and not gone to school, right?
Yes. Yep. As somebody who has a master's degree in education and is getting a house now, yeah, we all should have skipped college, gotten associate's degrees and certifications, and bought a house as fast as we fucking could.
Mr. Eng, are you taking school for something you'll never get a job at?
You know,
are you doing music?
you could hear that, couldn't you?
We're
no,
so sorry.
I'm a journalism major. Right
oh,
now.
You can
okay.
do a lot.
Hey,
there's,
no,
there's
that's
a,
actually
there's a lot of good things in there. But I want to maybe be a music industry minor. I don't know yet because kind of like you said. You
but
know,
I mean,
but,
music could be your beat as a journalist.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
that's.
Are you looking
definitely.
At $200,000 in debt when you graduate? What?
No. No,
like it's gonna.
I hope not.
Under 50.
I'm not in debt right now for school.
Hey,
so that's you
you're
know
halfway
it's
there.
UNR. It's UNR. You know, it's a good school. It's
no,
you
UNR is actually comparatively quite
state,
affordable
yeah.
to
yeah.
state schools
yes.
around the country.
Yeah, yeah. So it's,
even other in-state so, programs can be up to twice as
still
much.
Crazy
as UNR
high
is.
Price,
yeah.
but not as bad as if you had gone
no.
to a little private school.
Oh,
somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, no.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at UNR, there's not.
Depending on
not
the
to argue with myself.
Depending on the college at UNR, there's a lot of great value in your degree.
For sure.
Some degrees are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't talk shit about any department that I'd really like to.
A 90 degree is better than a 40 degree.
But Reynolds is actually a great journalism
oh,
yeah. school
it is,
here
it
on,
is.
The, on the West Coast.
It's a little gem. People from all around come here.
It's
so.
One.
It's great.
One of the colleges that keeps UNR functioning university.
Yeah. You said it.
The school,
and I said it too.
The mining school is very good.
Well, there's obviously that's the kind of anchor of the UNR.
And that's something you can really make a living at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But journalism certainly something also you could do a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of good folks have been at the helm of that program and still
good
part of it.
I like it.
It was Nico Columbine over there.
I have Nico as a professor right
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent.
So, yes. Yeah.
Great dude. He's had me in to talk about podcasting for his class
really?
A couple of times.
Yeah. He's a really good guy. Yeah. I like him. Yeah.
Very
so,
good dude.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers.
Let's have
Nico.
Another song out of you.
Another song? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
I can dig it.
You can dig it? All right.
Is that groovy?
That's groovy.
Chugin,
it's
man.
Chugin, bro.
And gear and all that.
What's this called?
This is called All I Wanna Say.
when I look into your eyes, it's so hard to materialize the words that describe how I feel. And when I see a pretty face, I don't want anyone to take your place, and I know what I feel is real. And all I want to say is that I love you. And don't you know I'm always thinking of you. You're my shoulder to cry on, the girl I rely on in every single way. I love you. And that's all I want to say. Every time you hold my hand, you make me feel like a better man with everything that you do. And every time I hold you close, it's the feeling that I love the most, being here alone with you. And all I want to say is that I love you. And don't you know I'm always thinking of you. Since you've been mine, I feel the sunshine every single day. I love you. And that's all I wanna say. I've had my share of brokenheartedness, and I've been lonely too. But now I feel so good, just like I knew I would, loving you. All I wanna say is that I love you. Don't you know I'm always thinking of you? You're my shoulder to cry on, the girl I rely on in every single way. I love you, and that's all I wanna say. A shoulder to cry on, the girl I rely on in every single way. I love you, and that's all I want to say.
Yay!
Aww.
Nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Pretty.
Thank
and
you.
Sweet.
Thank you.
You haven't had your heart broken too bad yet, have you?
No, I haven't. No. You haven't heard the after ones yet.
Oh, you're just warming us up here.
Yeah, man.
This is the honeymoon period with
yes,
you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's weird.
I mean, I am smitten. I am quite smitten with your music at this point.
I'm going to, excuse me, like, boyishly comb my hair down.
Is this going to get dark in a minute? You're going to get all, like, drunk and abusive.
It veers into, like, I'm hiding in your bushes and I'm going to kill your dog.
I fucking hate you.
I did your homework even though you didn't know you had it.
No, it's weird to hear my stuff without the drums and those jabby, like, my stuff's pretty, it's pretty, there's a little bit of edginess to it, but
where can people find it on the internet?
They can find it. They can find the full album and an EP of mine on nickang.bandcamp.com. So please check that out.
The Bandcamp.
The Bandcamp, yes.
Excellent.
So, thank you. Yeah. But don't worry, Rory. I've got some sad songs, you know.
I don't want you to be sad.
Yeah,
be
I'm not sad.
I like the angry, like the broken knuckle, you ruined my life, pumping iron to Thin Lizzy kind of angsty stuff, you know. Yeah.
I don't know how well some of that stuff would be on an acoustic guitar.
You'd be surprised. Some people can do it.
Yeah,
some people can
pull it off. I don't know if I could.
No. No, I like the hopeful nature of your song.
It is actually very nice and, frankly, a breath of fresh air on this disgusting rock.
A lot of the people that come in here are kind of bitter.
Yeah, well, who's to say I'm not bitter?
Have you ever been strung out on drugs? No, we'll ask that question later during the quiz.
You like gladiator movies?
Let's not ruin another young person.
Oh my goodness, Nick, thank you. Well, so then let's turn our attention to some older, already ruined people like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
how's it going?
Nick Ramirez and Scott Dundas, two of the stars of Bruca Theater's production of Tooth of Crime, Second Danced, a play by Sam Shepard, a renowned American playwright.
I would say I'm a more of a cameo guest
supporting
star.
Role.
This motherfucker, though, is a star.
Oh yeah,
dude, he carries the whole second act.
He does.
Thank you, Nick.
Right on.
I would have to say right back at you that you are doing a stellar job. So I don't see it as just a cameo.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
I see you as an. I respect
coming from you.
As
that
an,
is
I,
quite a compliment.
I respect you as an actor. So.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Took a while though.
Acting is great. It's how I get jobs. So. And normal life. It's how I'm a carpenter because right. I can act. Yep. I can act like I know what I'm doing.
Act
like I'm doing something.
Very convincing.
Act like you know what you're doing, that you're doing something,
right.
And that you give a shit about what other people think.
Right. Exactly. And pull it off.
This guy seems like a real all right guy. Let's hire him to do carpentry at our house.
Gets done somehow.
No, I gotta say, I had the pleasure of getting to catch you guys on the second night of your show on Saturday night, and as a former cast member of the production who got to work with a lot of you in different roles, it was really cool to, A, for the first time, see the whole show, because, you know, being in a show, you're backstage half of it, unless you're a lead, and even then, you're backstage half of it.
Right.
So it was on one hand really awesome to see the whole show. It was also very surreal to see a lot of stuff done differently. Obviously, Nick, your costume, the game was upped, and I got to say, your performance, the game was up too. Like you really. You were much more of a bright, three-dimensional force on stage. Like, you really, really brought the character home instead of the character being part of the set dressing. It was very much a dynamic part of what was happening.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, you definitely upped your game in the acting sense of that.
Cool.
Rodney Hurst in my own role of Rito Ron, the DJ Rito. Man. Ha, 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 how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? I got to say, old Rodney, he did a pretty damn good job dialing it in. On the dial, keeping it on the down low, slick like a disc and flat like a record. You know what I'm saying?
Is he doing an impersonation of you?
Not at all.
Not at all.
He's wearing the same costume, but he does his own radio guy, his own radio. It is radio voice. Don't get me wrong. It's
radio.
The roller coaster guy, you know. But he does a fantastic job in the role. It brings a lot of nuance to the part, and it was weird watching somebody deliver lines that you still have memorized.
I bet it is. It's a trip. It's that way with Michael playing Chaser.
Friend of the show, Michael Jackson, is on this show as your old role, as you say just now, Chaser. And you are stepping into the shoes of the co-lead of the show, Crow, what's occupied by Andy Luna.
Yes.
Which, as Nick said, is pretty much the driving force of the entire second act of the show. Mm-hmm. Right. And I gotta say, as somebody who knows you and knows the show, fuck, man, you are on fire. I've said this to you in person before the show, but I mean, you bring such dynamic rock and roll energy. David Bowie and freaking Henry Rollins had a baby, and it's you. It's, I mean, you've got that punk rock, no fucks to give, and I'm gonna cut you. Kind of just chaos spirit to the role, man. You bring so much life to it that Andy portrayed quite differently, but I mean, I found you just, I don't know, you like, are,
wow,
your crow
you,
is a
that's
crow,
a very nice
it's
compliment.
A strong crow.
Both
thank
crows
you.
Are from outer space, but one of them's from a different planet than the other, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to put it. They're both killer in
both
their own
really
right,
good,
but
yeah.
I mean, it's part of it is just haven't seen it the other night, but yeah, Scott, you were unrecognizable as Scott. You were Crow.
Cool. That's what it's all about, I think, the whole acting thing. But yeah, thank you. That's a very nice compliment. And it wasn't easy. I felt comfortable that I could do this role. I mean, Andy did such a great job in his portrayal of Crow. And I did feel, as an actor, as far as my confidence and my experience, that I could do something like this. It took a lot of work, though. I mean, I worked my ass off to the point of this is the most ever, the hardest I've ever worked for a role. Yeah,
it looks like you had to like get your stamina and calisthenics and breathing up there pretty good.
Yeah, I actually joined a gym, started working out again for the last couple months.
Good
I've been working
for you.
Out.
You and, are moving the
and
whole
I took,
time.
Yeah, and I also took vocal lessons from Mrs. Cammy Thompson.
Excellent.
And, yeah,
excellent.
That was a huge help to teach me all about mechanics and breathing exercises, which helped my singing voice. So, which I never really considered that I had one, although I have been singing parts,
you
but
didn't.
Nothing like this.
You could you front a band,
Scott,
man.
Now you do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank I you, Nick. That means a lot to me,
before.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's
you
touching,
could totally
man.
Front Thanks. A band, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, right on. Cool. Well, maybe I'm going to start getting these crazy fucking ideas.
Fucking
join a band.
By the end of the run, dude, yeah, if you just keep keep on singing, that voice is going to
carry over.
Yeah. It'll grow. It'll grow and grow.
I'm filling the comfort zone, starting to fill the comfort zone. So that's helping a lot. And I think that's what it's all about is your confidence and in yourself and what you do and just go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel really good. This role has actually been a blessing. It's helped me find that level of another level of confidence in myself and feel good about what I do and be grateful for that.
Yeah.
Well, you're blowing everyone away, dude.
Well, now I do. I want to rewind just a little bit, just in case anybody in the audience who's listening has no idea. Tooth of Crime is a story set in an apocalyptic future where the leaders and chieftains are rock and rollers who fight and battle to the death for territories and different parts of the United States and power and fame and glory. Mm. Yes. And they consult actuarial tables and mystics.
Right.
That's something we could all relate to.
Right. it's a very experimental play from the middle of the 1970s by Sam Shepard, and then he wrote a revision of it at the early 90s.
I think it was 97
or something.
Yeah, 97.
Late 90s. Okay, about 20 years later. And now here we are another 20 years later doing the production. Right. It's not an off-done play. As Scott and I were talking before, there's a lot of very technical challenges with the set, including a car and a live band. And then as actors, it's actually it's quite a challenging piece due to a lot of the jargon and the emotional weight that a lot of the characters carry.
Right. They got like kind of like a beatnik bebop kind of language.
Yeah, it's this futuristic jargon, not unlike Clockwork Orange. If you ever read the original novel, there's a lot of Russian slang thrown in throughout it.
Right. That is the challenge with this show is just communicating the slanguage that we're given, which is all that bebop time of the 50s. It was like something happened and then they discovered these books or TV clips from this time of the 50s and that they took it on and made it their language. And it's really, as an audience member, I think if you get too caught up in that might distract you a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you need to, when you see the show, you need to treat it as if you're in a foreign country, say Thailand or somewhere in Asia, or
yeah, like Or
right, and yeah. and seeing like a
Canada,
Canada,
good example,
and just seeing,
good job, Nick.
Seeing like a ritualistic ceremony that goes on, and just kind of going off the body language and becoming mm-hmm. a part of it, and you'll get it then. Just allow yourself to be inside of this thing, this monster, if you will. But yeah, that will help you have more of an understanding of this play instead of trying to overanalyze and dissect this
the language
thing.
Don't try to cipher it or suss it all up in one sitting.
Just feel it.
You said it right.
Enjoy
there,
the experience.
Exactly.
And then talk about it at home and figure it out. Actually, it took me being in it twice. It's taken me a long time to actually get all the nooks and crannies. I feel like I really understand it now. I also feel like if I read it another 100 times, I'd get like 100 more new things out of it.
Right.
It's one of those kind of plays, you know.
It is. You find a new, a cool new line every night. No fuse to match the slot or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow, that's cool.
Frank, I would be remiss, too, if I didn't bring up Lou Zollmeyer in his role. Reprising the role of Hoss as the aging rock star that Crow unseats.
Right.
Lou kid again brings a fresh perspective to the character.
Talented motherfucker,
absolutely.
Too.
I mean, a lot of it, he is still the Hoss he embodied and represented, and very much the role is a lot more dialed in a second time around.
Right.
But I definitely found it to be more nuanced, a little more three-dimensional, not just this James Dean on a poster who's dead and nobody really knows him,
right?
But a truly conflicted character that you have pathos for.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's
I found
nice
him to be a little more accessible this time around than just a movie poster.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier to hear in the Bruca Theater as it was.
Yeah,
like,
than the Jubs.
The halls of Bruca, or Jub, sorry.
Before the baffling.
Such a big room to fill with all that all that air in there. You know,
had to yell the lines out. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm whispering and crying right now. Yeah, Bruca is
more intimate.
Yeah,
more intimate. A lot more. It sounds a lot better.
Yeah. But a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. You've got how many shows left?
I believe 8.
As of this Thursday.
Coming up this weekend, 4 next week.
All right.
Thursday,
eight,
Friday,
you have
Saturday,
eight more shows
Saturday.
In 2 weeks to go check this shit out. And really, I mean, it's surprising that this show is reprised so quickly in the same town. Catch it before it goes away, because this is not a show people do. You will you could go another 10 years, 20 years without ever having the opportunity to see this show again. So,
you get
two
completely different versions of the same show here in Reno just in the last couple of years. That's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Two different experiences.
And we were full the last 3 shows, so
I
would say I
got there
if
about
you have a particular date you
I got
go.
There at 5
sales,
to 8
sales
there were
pretty brisk.
There were 3 seats left in the room.
Yeah, get your tickets early if there's a particular night.
It'll probably start selling out this next weekend and almost
definitely
last weekend.
Yeah,
so. All right. Well, hey, Nick, do you mind if you clear the air with another song here? How many songs did you bring to play?
Sure. I can pull some out of this.
Excellent.
Yeah,
let's give us another song right now.
Yeah, before I forget, I was going to I feel very at home here. I was a choir and theater guy. In
cool.
high school.
Oh, awesome.
So, I know about like.
Where'd
you
go
like,
to high school?
I'm a Galena.
All right.
Alumni,
right on.
Yeah. So, like,
right
Scott, you know,
oh,
Nick,
cool.
I know. I understand those. Like,
Mr. Watson?
Yes. Yes. Right. I had Levi Watson but
good guy.
He is a great guy. He's a great guy. He helped me understand math. But,
do you know about his secret musical career?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. he's a great guy. Yeah. Yeah. But I understand that, you know, all those practices and stuff. So it's cool to see, you know, that stuff still going strong because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I gained a lot of experience from those types of things and stuff like that. So cheers to you guys doing that. Yeah.
And it'll always be there for you.
Yes. Yes, it will.
I dropped out of college as a theater major and then wasn't in another musical until 20 years later. So it's always there.
It's always there. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I hope
you learn
a
lot. Yeah.
The theater arts has got to stick around.
It hasn't always, traditionally in human history. Like a lot of people, it's ungodly.
Yeah, you could. They could come and try to take
we're,
that shit away from
we're
us.
We're witches
so.
And liars.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Support it so much that they can't. You right. know what I'm
yep.
saying?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. All let's right. speak of which. Let's All have right. some art.
All righty. Sadder one.
All right.
Called Right for You.
You made it very clear. You made me realize that we've grown apart. I'm sorry if I broke your heart. We both got growing up to do. But maybe when that time is through, you'll be right for me, and I'll be right for you. And I made it very clear that I don't want a love that's on borrowed time, or a love that's past its prime. We both moved on to someone new, but the feelings that we had were true. You were right for me, and I was right for you. There'll come a day when all the things you said will fill your head with memories of days gone by, and wondering why we went our separate ways, and thinking about what I'm up to these days. And I made it very clear I won't forget about you. And though it's the end, I know that I'll love again. We both got living life to do, but deep inside we always knew you were right for me, and I was right for you. There'll come a day when all the things I said will fill my head with memories of days gone by, and wondering why we went our separate ways, and thinking about what you're up to these days. And I made it very clear I won't forget about you. And though it's the end, I know that I'll love again. We both got living life to do, but deep inside we always knew you were right for me, and I was right for you. You were right for me, and I was right for you.
Brad.
Aww, thank you.
So sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect
Chewy
timing
with the beer run.
Thank you.
BWERUN.
He's not legal yet.
No. They don't know that.
But just in the nick of
but
time.
But he's handing him a water. Root beer.
A soda.
For you,
where's
Nick
the soda,
Eng?
You guys?
Fuck you, Nick.
I'm
that was
not.
One. That was yeah, I was going to say, no, it's to you.
I rarely get to
I'm
play
Mr.
that for
Eng.
A guest.
Fuck you both.
Mm, that's
At least
good.
You were yeah. told to fuck off by a very famous DJ
I know.
That you don't
yeah.
even know who is.
Yeah. Okay. Or a very
In
famous comedian.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but hey, that's some good stuff there.
Yeah,
I need some other music though.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of really uncomfortable questions, and we're going to score them while they squirm. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Are you going to play?
Sure.
How long have you been? Play with it's been a couple of years.
I don't think, right, I don't think Scott's right. ever been in here.
Nick, do you want to play?
Nah.
Nick?
Nah, let's just do Scott and Nick Eng.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Just like Monopoly, does this
sexually.
Ruin friendships?
Yep. Sexual.
I hope so.
It no, kills bands.
I might put my finger in your. I might put my finger in your thimble, but it won't hurt.
All right.
Luckily,
all
right. You're a one man band. You can't break up with yourself. So exactly. We're
yeah. Done. If you lose your bass player, we're in trouble.
We're gonna start with some music questions. What was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought, I think, was probably Rubber Soul.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think.
Of course
I
it was.
And what was the first concert you ever saw?
The first concert I ever saw was.
Was that the Beatles 2?
It was Ringo Starr.
Oh my really?
God. Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Wow. What was that? Like a month ago?
No,
that was,
it was
to me.
That was a long time ago, long time ago. Oh, but okay. I've seen Paul too a few times.
Because okay. Ringo was in town just a few months ago.
He was. Ago. Mm-hmm. I did see him though, but that wasn't the first one. No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
We've seen a Beatle. We're gonna go with the same question and follow Beatles. Up with you.
Three
Scott,
same question.
First Ooh. Album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought. Boston, Don't Look Back.
Ooh.
Fucking A.
And what was the first concert you ever went to?
Blue Oyster Cult and UFO opened for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
Long ass time
that's
ago.
A good one.
I love that answer.
Yeah. Scott, in all of human history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Who would I start a fist fight with? Yeah. Our current president.
All right. That's a good. Is that the first time? I don't think anybody said that. Yeah.
Imagine without security how easy it'd be to beat that dude up.
Wow, he's got Alzheimer's. Jesus Christ. Nick, all of human history, who would you beat up? Ooh. Who would you start a fight with? Yeah. I don't know if you'd win.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of a smaller person. God.
Gandhi?
I don't know.
Maybe Mother maybe. Teresa?
I don't know.
Vern Troyer?
No, start it. Start
2 foot 5 inches.
That'd be a kick fight. Yeah.
It's the best kind.
I don't know. That's a.
I mean, at least Warwick Davis is over 3 foot. Fuck.
Who can't I stand? Oh no, that's okay. Can it be a female?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Amy Schumer.
You get more points for
right.
you.
I would slap Amy Schumer.
I think someone needs to punch her in the
That there. Might be yeah. kind
She's
of a fair fight
it.
Too. Yeah. You're a little and scrawny. She's older and
tougher.
Yeah. It would be Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said Reno can suck a dick.
She's been running.
Yeah, she did.
She called it a dump.
We're against violence against anybody, especially women.
Of all the places in the world.
It's Amy Schumer and Oprah.
And that's just because they took shit about Reno.
Absolutely. Oprah also.
Shannon Sossman can go suck a dick, too.
I bet Oprah hates Reno also.
Fuck, she would.
How many books do you own,
Shannon Sossman's from
Reno. How many books do I own?
Yes.
I have a whole bookshelf filled with books.
Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
God. I would say I probably have 75 books.
All right. And what was the last thing you read?
The last thing I read was a, not including school textbooks, was a Billy Joel biography book.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I love the Piano
Billy Joel.
Man. Yeah. Some of my early music influences, which is why all my music sucks. Scott, yourself, how many books do you own in the years 5, 10, 50, or 100?
I have one in the bathroom at my house.
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich?
No, I believe it's a current magazine. But
are you anti-book? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just kidding.
Pro
I have about 40 books.
And the last one you read, besides the magazine in the bathroom?
It'd have to be
that
Chiefs
does not
of Crime
rhyme
by
with,
Sam Shepard.
That does not rhyme with Schmussler.
Read 100 times.
All right, all right, that's fair enough.
Scott only reads if he has to.
Right. Scott, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Yes.
Walmart?
Yeah. Nice.
It's already full of zombies. You'd blend right in.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick, upon your death, where would you haunt?
This room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good answer.
We've had someone else say it, but
you'd certainly hear a lot of great music.
Okay.
We love that answer.
Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay. If you were and needed a pass and could bang any celebrity you wanted and get away with it, who would it be?
Oh, any celebrity that I want.
No real world repercussions at all.
God, these are hard questions. You're asking me the hard questions. Good journalist.
Sexually.
Jeez. There's so many. I don't want to say Amy Schumer again. How about
just hate oh, fucking. Just
part those just big fucking thighs and just yeah,
fist them without loop.
Let's say Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She's got that girl next door kind of charm. You know?
Definitely. Scott, yourself.
Well, I'm gonna have
celebrity
to go.
Bone down.
Ooh, let's see here. You know, she's kind of getting a little up there too, but I still think she's sexy as fuck. Is
she a handsome woman?
And I did see her and actually like face to face, like walking to a bathroom in a restaurant
recently.
Right. No, this was like
that's hot.
I'm gonna have to say about 7 years ago was Sharon Stone.
Is
Sharon Stone.
There you go.
Oh my God, it was like, talk about starstruck. I couldn't even, I had stage fright in the bathroom and I was the only one in there.
That's awesome.
So I walked back out and yes, it was her. She was there with her journalist husband that owns San Francisco paper, San Francisco Chronicle. But anyways, it was like, yeah, it was amazing. And I was definitely starstruck at that moment.
Nice. Cool. Nice.
And excited.
Now, to switch gears a little bit, but staying with the celebrities, say you're on a cross-country road trip. Who's in the passenger seat with you in your buddy movie?
Gary Oldman.
Nice one.
From Different Strokes?
No, dude. Wrong Gary.
That's Gary Coleman.
Oh, my bad.
Lantern Mantle. All right, moving along. Nigang, your celebrity road trip. Who's in the passenger seat with you in your own personal buddy movie?
Personal buddy movie. I would really, really
Amy
like
Schumer.
No. I would really like to take a car ride with Billy Joel. I think he's like one of the coolest. I think he's one of the coolest guys. You know,
The opposite
that
of vacation.
Strangest young person's answer.
Well, you know, he's
ever
he's,
heard. He's, but kudos on you.
Too soon.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just so down to earth. You know, and you could just talk music with him. Yeah, I love the guy. I love Billy Joel.
The opposite of vacation.
So weird.
He would be all, don't you bring up Christy Brinkley.
It's so weird.
Or the other four wives.
Or my daughter.
Dude, I know. I got like a hot young friend who's this amazing kid, and then he's all, I'm all, what's your favorite band? And he's all, Hall & Oates, man. What else? I'm just like, what the fuck?
Hall & Oates is
like,
underrated.
No, I mean, good band, but.
True, but I mean, for it to be like, of all music, that's
it's a bitch,
what really.
Girl.
Yeah.
That's what does it for you.
Fuck.
Hey, speaking of what does it for you, Nick, I'm sure you've consulted the internet before you, rub one out. What's your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
Oh, we'll go with the classic. I'll say blonde.
Just blonde.
Blondes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
I
and brunette.
I think he's hedging.
I don't know.
Blonde and brunette. That's like 80% of the women out there.
Hey, man, right. our internet history is now can be sold, so I don't want to say.
Well, yeah, because somebody cares about what you jerk off to. Scott.
Ain't nobody searching for Ookie Cookie, bro.
I beg to differ.
I'm pretty sure that phrase literally has been searched.
I'm sure it has by
millions
weirdos.
Of yes. times. Scott, what's your favorite keywords?
Carson City Steamer?
Wait, Scott. Since you did mention that you're a little older, that the internet is this thing where we type in words to a computer and it brings pictures
porn.
To our face.
Oh, okay.
You can use it to find pornography.
That's what the glow is that's
yeah.
on everybody's face this evening? Okay, I got you.
Do you like it in your face?
That's why my eyes are bloodshot, too.
My word is very simple. Yeah, please don't take this in an incestuous way. But I think I'd have to. I say "mamacita" a lot.
Ah. Ah. You type that in. There you go. Nice.
Have you been watching the Bette and Joan
large,
show?
Voluptuous, maybe slightly older women?
Is it good or what?
It's fucking great. But Joan Crawford calls the like woman that helps her Mamacita. Mamacita, come help me.
Joan Crawford was Mamacita. A bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, she's portrayed as a lunatic. Who's playing her? That's
fuck, I forgot.
Susan Sarandon.
She's amazing. Susan Sarandon is Betty Davis.
That's right.
But the woman playing Joan Crawford is amazing. I can't think of her name. I'm such a dick.
Yeah, I wanted to watch
John Waters plays. I haven't seen it yet, but John Waters makes a cameo as who's the guy that does all the theater tricks? Where the William Castle.
Oh!
Isn't that great casting?
Wow.
Oh my God. I haven't seen it yet, but.
William Castle's the guy who brought us the Tingler and Smellorama and all sorts of things that would pack people into. Yeah. Warning, this film may cause heart problems with pregnant women and those with weak hearts. Do not come see this show unless you've checked out yourself with your doctor.
The makers of this film will pay for your funeral if you die of fright.
He would make all these unfounded claims to pack people in the theaters, and it worked. He was the Donald Trump of movies, which is acceptable. And Donald Trump is the William Castle of presidency. No, okay.
Wow.
Amen. And John Waters, perfect person to play that. I mean,
no,
he doesn't look anything
that,
like
no,
him, but he should play that.
He is so steeped in that movie tradition that is such
I'm sure
a great
he wouldn't
casting.
Have took the job if he didn't think he could kill it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Mamacita made me think of that. Sorry to distract the entire show.
That did just take it all down a weird left field. All right. I'm going to ask one more question, and then we're going to go over to the rapid fire. You're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, Scott. Which comedian would you prefer that is?
Oh, what the heck's his name? Not Ernest.
Bill Cosby.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. How did you do? Can you read my
fucking
mind?
I am a mind reader.
Well, he's top of mind right now.
He just passed away last week.
Bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Good man. The king of insult comedy. The king of insult comedy.
Badass.
Mm-hmm. And Nick yourself, you're being led to a gas chamber. Think World War II. By a clown suit comedian in a clown suit. Who is that comedian?
Let's go with George Carlin.
Mm.
Nice.
That's
a good
he's
answer.
He's got that dry scent. You know, he'd be able to make me laugh before
he pops. The correct answer is actually Jerry Lewis. So you both get no points for that.
No.
All right, we're jumping over to the rapid fire section of the show. Are you ready to play? I don't care. Nick, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Same questions.
Rip Taylor.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Walrus.
Donkey.
Cold play or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Cold play.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Both, I guess.
Faggot.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Rolling Stones. Nice. The Beatles.
Yeah. You can go with the third answer.
You could, but...
Stones are red.
No, the Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Beatles.
Shocking.
Beatles.
Shocking.
Beatles. Okay. Gay or ginger? Which would you rather be?
There are no
ginger.
Wrong answer here.
There's no right answer.
I was going to say.
Ginger.
Homophobes. Nick, you got any questions for our guests?
Nickelback or a nickel?
Nickel.
Nickel.
Dave Mustaine or James Hetfield?
I didn't hear the first one.
Dave Mustaine or James Hetfield?
James Hetfield.
Dave Mustaine.
Mustard or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Mustard.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Tacos.
Hand job or blow job?
Hand job.
Blow job.
Keystone or pyramid?
That's a new one. I gotta remember that. That's good.
Keystone or pyramid?
Chewy wants to know.
Yeah, Chewy's asking you.
You first.
Pyramid.
Pyramid.
Sparks, guys. Circumcised or not?
Not.
Yes.
Wells or Midtown?
Midtown.
Midtown.
Mexican or Chinese?
Chinese.
Mexican.
Mamacita.
I'm good.
All right, I'm gonna call it there. That was a pretty close race, you guys. But I'm gonna say I'm gonna tip the feather in the side of our guest, Mr. Nick Ng. He's got some good answers there. I enjoyed his repartee.
Congrats,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You win.
What do I win?
It's Danny Thomas.
I got a sticker.
I'll take a sticker.
My band. ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nick Ng, winner of this week's quiz. Yay!
Woo! Good job.
Nick, I'm going to ask you to rescue me from this. Do you got another song lined up there? You still got one more in your guitar?
Yeah, I got one more in me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm on cloud nine, and I don't need to hide. I'm feeling fine now that you're by my side. I'm flying high, but I feel like I'm falling too. But I'm on cloud nine now that I'm in love with you. You're a girl so sweet, and I want you to know that you just can't be beat, and I'll never let you go. Nobody compares, and believe me when I say it's true. I'm on cloud nine now that there's a me and you. All night, all day, you know you drive me crazy. No matter what the people may say, they're never gonna faze me. I couldn't resist you, and then when I kissed you, I knew me and you were falling in love. I'm on cloud nine with a wonderful girl. Since you've been mine, I'm on top of the world. It's been so long since I've had this kind of point of view, but I'm on cloud nine now that I'm in love with you. Whoa, all night, all day, you know you're driving me crazy. No matter what the people may say, they're never gonna faze me. I couldn't resist you, and then when I kissed you, I knew me and you were falling in love. I'm on cloud nine with a wonderful girl. Since you've been mine, I'm on top of the world. It's been so long since I've had this kind of point of view, but I'm on cloud nine now that I'm in love with you. I'm on cloud nine now that I'm in love with you. I'm on cloud nine now that I'm in love with you.
Nice. Yeah, That's fun. I like that. Thanks I like so that much. A lot.
It is so nice to hear somebody whose dreams haven't died.
They're still up on cloud nine.
Wait till you're in your mid-30s and you're wasting your life on meth being chased by gay dudes with fever.
Wait till you're in your mid-30s and wasting your life on a job that doesn't let you play music every day.
Chronic diarrhea.
Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, for real.
Thank you.
Well, the cool thing is we will still be doing this podcast, so we'll have you on and say, now that you're broken, let's hear your songs.
Let's hear the songs about your broken dreams. Yeah. Now, so where can people hear songs about you and your unrequited love?
People can hear that stuff.
I mean live. You got anything lined up?
Hopefully in a few weeks or something. But I don't have anything. I kind of got done. I had a spell of them going, but now it's a little bit dry. But hopefully, I mean, I'm always in town. A little bit dry.
Sexually.
People can keep up with you on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Your Bandcamp, they can catch the music. But news about when you're playing, find you on Facebook.
Instagram.
There you go.
Nick.ang.music. I mean, on Instagram.
E-N-G.
Not I-N-G. It sounds like it.
Hey, you were
it's a homophone.
You were a
not a homophobe. A homophone.
Did you win the Forte?
No, I did not, sir. No,
you were
nominated. No, I was nominated, though.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good
job. Thank you. Yeah.
And I take it you did not nominate yourself.
No. Okay, wait. No, you had to. No, we did. We had to. Bands sent in their submission. I guess technically, you put it. You know, it's
yes.
Look at me. So
I look forward to Forte Awards 2017. If you're interested, ladies and gentlemen, registration is now open for artists who would like to register on the site to be considered for nomination. I believe that's how they're doing it this time around. So if you're interested, please go check out their site, forteawards.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that has nothing to do with you. I just got sidetracked.
Yeah.
You are on Facebook. You, Nick Ang, are on Bandcamp. And we'll probably be appearing at a coffee shop or club near you soon.
I hope so. Hello.
Everything's fine. And then you, Mr. Dundas and Mr. Ramirez.
Yes.
You will be spending the next couple of weekends at the Bruca Theater.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yep. Still working hard for a few more weeks, but I will be back on the podcast regularly.
Yeah, excellent. We have missed you. And it'll be just in time to take over for me when I take off to buy a house or to move into a house and get married. So nice dovetail there.
Good.
Yeah,
good for you, my man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Killing it.
The I feel like a little like Atlas or that turtle that supposedly holds up the earth kind of thing. Anyway, no.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
So I hear.
That's one of many ways that you can get hemorrhoids.
Anybody else got anything before we get out of here?
Let's see what's going on. But yeah, it's just Tooth of Crime.
Pinball tournament.
We do have Mary Anarchy. The set list has been released. Mary Anarchy 13, a benefit for Hank Sosnowski.
That's a great
coming
lineup,
up May
too.
12th and 13th. Yeah. We do have a fantastic lineup.
Killer
this year.
Lineup, yeah.
Lots of great acts. So please check out the both of the Facebook pages, day one and day two, and get yourself some details. Don't forget Hank Sosnowski, Reno hero, teacher, musician, organizer, beat up by douchebag who was vandalizing local monuments and art.
Nick, does anybody know what happened to that guy?
No, but he already had warrants, so he's fucked for that. He also defaced
federal
property, so he's fucked for that. And then he almost murdered a guy. But he gave senior, which gives you more time when you beat up old people.
A respected elderly community, and he hit him retarded.
Dude, a judge is going to throw the book at the dude. He's going to Carson City Prison.
It hasn't happened yet, but he's
locked
up now.
I'll ask around.
That's
going to
be in process, I believe, for a little while.
I'll keep getting some reports from Ivy, and I'll let y'all know.
Please do. We're going to do the show up. We're really excited to be a benefit for Hank and to help out as we can with him and Ivy and his new life and rehabilitation.
Yeah. Oh, and you folks can check out me and Rory, One Ton Dooley. We're playing Record Store Day on April 22nd.
Fuck yeah.
I believe.
What?
I'm going to be part of Record Store Day.
You don't know
Rory?
About that?
Yeah.
No. Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Well, I went ahead. It's a daytime gig. They're doing it over at the Saint and Recycle Records. So we'll probably play in the daytime. It's probably at the normal time of practice. So
okay, we'll just do it over there. All right, that's fine then. Yeah.
As far as I know, I'm in that set too. So
awesome. Cool. Hey, we'll see.
Record store day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Record store day.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next week too.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah.
We'll talk about this after the show.
You guys know my gigs better than I do.
That's right.
All right. Oh, and Nick, I heard that you and Felix's band is going to play for the first time.
Yeah, we're going to be called the Adorables for now, and we're opening Merry Anarchy show at 5 o'clock on the Friday, May 12th.
Very cool.
Hell yeah. Mm.
And then the exciting news in Nick World: I played with
the Nick Ramirez band,
John.
Sexually.
Veronica, and Josh from Sprout, and Eric Foreman on guitar, and I'm singing my old songs.
Dude, that's awesome.
We're bringing the astronauts this time, not astronauts, because there is no more astronaut. That's Dale and Scott.
Yeah.
That will never happen. But the astronauts are back.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Josh is good, man.
Get to hear Josh play the drums again. That's awesome. Yeah. Always.
Yeah, it's good to hang out with him.
Rad.
He's had a string of bad luck. And I'm like, just play music with me, dude. It helps heal.
Hurry up. That is the truth.
Good. And we used to be in Sprout together for a little while. I was the last bass player in that band.
Great, cool, dude.
Yeah, I just moved back into town. So, hey, Josh, I hope you're listening to the show. If not, I'm going to hook you
Pound
up
Santa.
With a subscription to it. That's it. And if you can hear this, you're already subscribed, right? I'll tell your friends to subscribe.
If you cannot hear this podcast, please contact our program director at 555 smash. Okay. For the worst little podcast in the world, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Dogwater Dick, all of our interns and our guests this week, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Your fears.